Good afternoon, everyone. I am Hung Fan from University of Massachusetts Amherst, and today I would like to present our work on a systematic process model-based approach for synthesizing attacks and evaluating them. I'm going to describe the approach in the realm of elections, even though our approach is generic enough in other domains. So improving security in elections is important. Elections are complex processes composed of many steps, some executed by humans like election officials or voters, some executed by computer systems such as different types of voting machines, DRE optical scanners, or vote counting machines. The complexity of those processes creates myriad opportunities for vulnerabilities, making election security improvement not an easy problem. In the past, there have been works on election security, but they focused largely on computer systems or software or cryptography protocols in those processes. Our approach is different in the way that we examine the overall election process by developing a rigorously defined model of the process. We do this by interviewing and validating the model with the election officials, and applying formal analysis on the model to detect vulnerabilities using faulty analysis, or FTA, and to evaluate the process resistance to attacks that are based on those vulnerabilities using model checking. We envision that election officials can use the results of this work to proactively identify and remove vulnerabilities before actual attacks occur. Like yesterday, Dean Logan mentioned, like proactive instead of reactive. And election officials might be able to use this work to evaluate how well the proposed modifications to process will defend against known attacks without actually implementing them. So our earlier work on evaluating election processes focused on identifying potential points of failures, starting out with modeling an election process, then given a hazard, applying FTA to expose process vulnerabilities that might lead to the hazard. And by hazard, we mean any undesired event, source of potential damage. We extend the past work by constructing attack plans that exploit the vulnerabilities. We then compose each attack plan with the process model, then apply model checking to the composed model to formally evaluate the process robustness against such a plan. And experts can propose modifications to the process if it is deemed insufficiently robust. And after these modifications are reflected in the process model can then be analyzed again to confirm that it indeed is more robust. And this improved process model can then be further improved by considering additional attacks and repeating this improvement procedure, and we call that iterative process improvement. Note that this part, FTA and model checking, are done automatically, providing faster and more thorough analysis comparing with using human efforts. So our approach relies on models of real-world processes that are represented in a language with expressive and well-defined semantics so that the resulting models can closely capture the processes and at the same time can be analyzed rigorously. The approach also relies on the use of a notation that makes process models readily understandable by election officials. And LittleJuice is a process modeling language that meets this requirement. LittleJuice represents a process as a hierarchy of steps carried out by agents. A LittleJuice model includes diagrams showing the hierarchical decomposition of steps. So this diagram shows a portion of the election process at Yolo County, California. We developed and validated this model by interviewing with the head election official, Freddie Oakley, and her chief deputy, Tom Stanley-Inouye, at Yolo County. So in this diagram, the step, authenticate, issue ballot, and record vote, is decomposed into two sequential substeps. Authenticating issue ballot is one, and record voter preference is another. And each of these is decomposed further down to the level of detail that we think necessary for analysis. Each step in LittleGeo model has a specification of artifacts, input and output from the step, specification of agents that perform the step, which is not shown in the diagram, prerequisite like this example, making sure that voter register equals to true before you perform the step, verify voter has not voted. And other thing is like exception handling. So in this case, if the prerequisite is not satisfied, then exception will be thrown and it will be handled up the hierarchy, like over here, like the handler for the exception, voter not registered. So once we have the process model, we then apply FTA to identify process vulnerabilities. So FTA is a deductive, top-down analytical technique used to study hazards in various domains, starting out in aerospace, nuclear power, robotics, healthcare, and recently elections. So with FTA, one first postulates the possibility of a hazard, and then attempts to find out which events in the process could combine to cause the actual occurrence of the hazard. So given the hazard, FTA produces a fault tree, which is a graphical model of various combinations of events leading to the hazard. So in the fault tree, the hazard is the top event. Each event is developed down the tree, connecting with lower events through a Boolean gate, an AND, an OR gate, which shows the relationship of those lower events needed for the occurrence of the higher event. And primary events are leaves of the tree which are not further developed. So from the fault tree, we can compute minimal cut sets, or MCS. A minimal cut set is a minimal set of primary events, all of whose occurrence ensures that the hazard event occurs. And a minimal cut set indicates a system vulnerability that an adversary might be able to exploit to create the hazard. So now I'm going to show how applying FTA to the model of the Yolo County election process can help identifying vulnerabilities that an adversary can exploit to allow an unqualified voter vote with a regular ballot. And by qualified voter, we mean voter who has registered and has not voted yet. So please note that this is just an example to demonstrate our approach. It may not be the most important threat to elections, but it is relatively easy to explain. So the hazard here is an unqualified voter gets to vote with a regular ballot. And using our tool, the hazard needs to be specified in terms of artifact and steps in the process model. Thus, we have artifact ballot input into the step, record voter preference is wrong. So here's the fault tree automatically created from the process model and the hazard specification. I don't expect you to read the text though, no. Here's just like to show you the size and the complexity of the resulting fault tree. This one has more than 100 nodes, even though this is a relatively small example. Here's just to emphasize the importance of using computer support over human effort. And we can automatically create or compute the MCS or the minimal cut sets from the fault tree. And in this example, there are 11 of them. I'm showing just only one that has four events. What you see here is the output from the tool, so it's pretty much like LittleGeo specific. But what it means, basically one event is a step producing a wrong output, which is a voter name, and the other three events are steps not throwing an exception while checking if the voter is qualified before performing the steps. So the MCS shows what events have to happen for the hazard to happen, but not how. We need to interpret those events to figure out, and interpreting MCS is not that trivial. The thing is, each event is like an abstraction, and it might have multiple interpretations, which are particular concrete actions that people might take. So I'm going to show you two of many different interpretations of this one single example MCS. So these four numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, indicate the steps in the process model corresponding to the events in the MCS. One interpretation is that the voter here is an imposter, giving the name that is not his. So it's like we have event number one, step get voter name produces wrong voter name. And this name belongs to a voter who has registered and has not voted yet. Therefore, all the steps at number 2, 3, and 4, when checking for the voter being qualified, don't throw any exception. So in short, one interpretation of this example MCS is an imposter has the name of a registered voter who has not voted yet. So he goes to the polling place and just pretend to be the real voter and vote with a regular ballot. Another interpretation is that, again, there is an imposter giving the name of a registered voter, but in this case, the real voter already voted. And in this case, the output voter qualified from the step verify voter has not voted evaluates to false because the voter already voted. And when the prerequisite is checked at step check off voter as voted, the exception should be thrown. But the event number 3 in the MCS says the exception is not thrown. So it could be a mistake or it could be a malicious behavior by the agent performing the step. So in short, the imposter is using the name of a registered voter who already voted. The hazard occurs because the election official is either making a mistake or malicious and ignores the fact that the voter is marked as having voted in the voting roll and issues the regular ballot. So those are like two different interpretations. So as you see, each MCS exposes a vulnerability in the process that might be exploited by different potential attacks. An MCS shows what events must occur for the hazard to occur. It also shows which agents are involved in those steps, in those events, but not what specific actions each must take, how practical the actions are, and what the associated costs are. Domain expert knowledge is required to devise a credible attack plan. And we want to model these attack plans formally so we can apply rigorous analysis later. So the imposter attack plan is modeled in liturgy as shown like here. It should have the matching level of detail with the model, the original election process model. And we need to specify the artifact flows and agents. Currently, this part is done manually by working with domain experts based on the insights given by the MCS interpretation. We then integrate the attack plan to the process model to have a composed process model before applying analysis. To do this, we create a new process model in which the attack plan and the election process model execute in parallel with appropriate synchronization. So for this example, we create a new root step composed process, and the two submodels are executing in parallel. We add the synchronization in. There are more details about synchronization in the paper. The main idea is we use message passing mechanism. And currently, this part is also done manually based on the intuitions and experiences of domain experts. The next step is to apply model checking on the composed process model to evaluate the process robustness against the attack. Model checking is an analytical technique that exhaustively explores all possible execution paths in a finite model of a process and determines whether a particular property holds in the model. And if the property doesn't hold, it will produce a counterexample. So we want to use model checking to verify that the attack does not work, so that if it works, the model checker will generate a counterexample showing a successful attack. So that's the idea. So therefore, the property is represented as the attack cannot complete successfully. Okay. Applying model checking in our example, the property is shown to be violated, and the model checker automatically generates a counterexample showing an attack path. Imposter gives the name of registered voter who has not voted yet. And the attack path provides domain experts with some insights about how to modify the process to thwart the attack. In this case, one way is to add more authentication so that the imposter cannot authenticate, for example, using a utility bill or a PIN number that only the voter knows. And run the model checker again on the new modified process model shows that the property holds now. So I've just shown our systematic approach of identifying vulnerabilities and removing them using formal analyses like FTA and model checking. In terms of related work, there has been work in modeling attacks using attack trees, variations of PetriNets, and other representations. Attacks are modeled differently for different purposes, like for documentation, for use in intrusion detection systems. Some of these representations lack artifact flows, temporal orderings, and other specifications that needed for formal analysis. Little Jill, by modeling attacks as processes, have proved to serve our purposes pretty well. Formal reasoning is also adopted in security for verifying security protocols for generating attacks. Again, our work is different in terms of purposes and in terms of techniques being used. And very little work is found on process-based security in election. The work closest to ours is by Walter Merriam and other people, which also examined the overall election processes and attempted to discover attacks. The main differences are, besides using different techniques, our generated attacks are more structured. We emphasize more on the importance of determining the feasibility of attacks, and it's not clear from their election process models if they can represent concurrency or exception handling, which are the key parts of election processes. So, the initial evaluations and experiences with this approach are promising and suggest several avenues for future work. One is to increase the level of automation as much as possible. In the future, we hope to be able to automate the construction of at least initial attack plans from an MCS, or automate the composition of attack plan and process model. Another way in which our approach could be extended to suggest process vulnerabilities is by considering agents involved in one MCS. It might be the case that all the steps in one MCS are performed by only one agent, and that's certainly a single point of threat. Or if there are more than one agent, then collusion or coercion might be a possibility worth considering. Our approach could also be extended to provide better insights into vulnerabilities to insider attacks by exploring ways to model agent behavior. We would also like to assess MCS or attack plans in terms of cost, probability, impact, in order to determine which ones are worth further analysis. And lastly, we also look forward to conducting a more extensive evaluation using more comprehensive models of real-world processes, hoping that we can identify unrecognized and overlooked potential attacks and demonstrate the effectiveness of process modeling and formal analysis. And that's it. I'm on time.
So I'm going to take the moderator's prerogative here. This is cool. I don't know how to get this out of my head. So it's clear that minimal cut sets, MCSs with only one element, are single
point of failure,
right?
Yeah.
Those are bad.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder though, if you have a lot of nodes in your minimal cut set, then the number of interpretations sort of balloons as well, obviously, right? You're going to have two interpretations. And like you just said right there, if there's a single person is involved in all of those leafs, then that's also sort of a single point of failure. But I wonder if there's not another idea there that, like you showed in the, one of those, oops, sorry. We're in the middle of the forest here. I think there's a probabilistic notion in the sense that it's not just if there's one person performing all the nodes, it might just be how easy is one leaf compared to others. Is that something that you're also going to explore?
So that's what we mentioned in the future work. We want to assess the MCS and attack plans in terms of cost. Probability is another, like, one thing we want to consider, because even though it's like single point of failure, but if the probability is so low, then it's not really worth considering. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had another question, but
just turned up any
get on the mic though, or it's not on the video.
Has this turned up any surprises? Anything that election officials didn't know about?
That's what we hope to do more extensive evaluation and to discover something that like really interesting so this is like preliminary evaluation, and we hope to do more research on like more evaluation on that.
You may not be able to say anything about this, but the composition of the attacks into the process model, that seems like a really delicate thing, and are you somewhat reasonably confident that can also be automated or somewhat systematized?
So yeah, we hope to automate just partially that part. So right now we use message passing to synchronize the two sub-processes, the attack plan and the original process model. But there's another direction that we want to go for. So far we've seen the attack plan is totally separate from the process model. So that is like outsider attack. We want to consider like insider attack as well, and that should be like another way to integrate the attack into the model. Yeah.
So how does this compare with, say, Eric Lazarus's attack dog?
Eric Lazarus attack dog is based on a tech tree. The representation of attacks are attack trees, and I also mentioned in our paper that their attack tree representation doesn't have the notion of temporal ordering. While in our case, we model attacks as process, so the steps can be represented with sequential ordering or parallel ordering, and so it's like more expressive. And it provides like a different analysis. Yeah.
Let's thank our speaker one more time. Thank you.
Thank you.